Welcome back, WNST Towson, Baltimore, and WNST.net. We're live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress. It's all brought to you by LifeBridge Health Sports Medicine Institute at Foundry Row in Owings Mills, as well as our friends at Strategic Factory, creating your masterpiece, and my friends at Curio Wellness. I got sponsors, man.
You got to do what you got to do.
J.O. is here on Radio Row. What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. How you been?
What ring you got? Hall of Fame?
You know what, man? I got to walk around the Hall of Fame.
Okay, I couldn't see. I only saw the back of it, not the front of it.
You know what you realize is that the guys who have both Hall of Fame and Super Bowl rings, they just wear the Hall of Fame rings. We can't help it. It's not that we don't appreciate. We love the Super Bowl rings. I mean, we worked hard together to accomplish that, and very few people can do that. But then when you get that Hall of Fame ring, you realize that, hey, that was what you did. People think that you were one of the greatest players to ever play the game. That's really kind of cool at the end of the day, because I appreciate the team aspect, obviously, but there's something to be said about someone saying you're pretty good.
You're always the rookie from UCLA on the stage at the Felt Forum in New York to me. You know what I mean? You're the same guy to me.
Exactly. I mean, I am, but I'm still one of those. But I still got one of these cool little rings, though. It's like, hey, look at that.
what is the coolest part after all of this? And I guess Ed's going to find out about this. And I think one of the cool parts for me is now there are more of you, right? I mean, I remember sitting in the basement of the barn when your contract was coming up, and you wanted to win, and you wanted to win, and you weren't sure that we could win.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we started winning, and 20 years later, you know, that's the standard, and now we get another guy going in, right? I mean, so it's becoming a fraternity of all. You're not alone anymore,
no,
right?
Exactly. Well, I mean, some good things were done. You know, we struggled those first years, obviously. But, I mean, we made some good decisions, bringing in Brian Billick, and Ozzie continued to bring in some good players, and we continue to build a good organization to come to where they are today. And started with Art, and then Steve continued, and it's just kind of a testament to how in a short time frame an organization can really establish themselves.
Well, I mean, everywhere you walk, you're one of the bigger guys in the room, but you represent yourself, UCLA, the Ravens, the Hall of Fame, football, all that. People come up to you, the Hall of Fame thing, people treat you a little differently, maybe, or no, but because of he's a Hall of Famer, not, oh, that's a football player.
Yeah, a little bit. There's a little bit. You know, I do get like, hey, that's Jonathan Ogden. He's a Hall of Famer. Not like he's used to play pro football. He's retired. He was really good. No, he was a Hall of Famer. And there is a certain connotation to that when you get that tag that kind of stands out.
Well,
I mean, if you notice, like, when Ray, before Ray, like, got into the Hall of Fame, he's always Ray. But if you look at him lately, a lot of his posts and things, I see a lot of things with the ring and the gold jacket tend to be a little more prominent. And I'm not saying that's, I mean, he's just proud of that, and that's kind of what happens. You just, once you get in there, you just become, wow, I've got a gold jacket.
Where's your jacket today? It's cold out. We didn't wear it?
No, that jacket ain't, it's not good for that. I can't walk around here in a gold jacket. That's a little ostentation. I can't do that. I wear it around the dinner. I wear it to events that people request. But I like, that's why you have the ring. The ring is
understated.
Nice. Yeah, you know, exactly. The ring is like, what, this thing? That's a Hall of Fame ring. It's not a Super Bowl ring. It's a Hall of Fame ring.
Well, Luke wants to talk real football with you, so let's go.
Well, all right. I'd be remiss not to ask you about Ozzie Newsome, who introduced you at your Hall of Fame induction.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of, sort of stepping aside, but he's still going to be there with the Ravens. But what he meant to you, what he's meant to the Ravens all these years.
Well, he's just been a really good friend, honest, straightforward with me, and just really done a lot to help that organization, that city. I mean, he's just a good man. And, you know, I appreciate the way he was always straightforward with me. Even when my brother was released, they were straightforward with me about how that happened. And I appreciate it. I didn't agree with it, but I appreciated the honesty. And, you know, he's just done a good job. He stuck to his principles on drafting. I mean, we've struggled a little bit lately, but at the end of the day, the organization has been really successful over the last 20 plus years, because as he's been at the helm, we've been very steady. I mean,
you said we three times, so you, it's we. I mean, it's when you mention the Ravens, it's we.
Well,
it's part of you.
It is, yeah. 100%.
That's cool. That's awesome.
There's no doubt about it. Yeah, because I definitely consider myself part of the family. I mean, I don't consider myself part of the current team. You know, each team is different every year, but I'm definitely part of the Ravens organization, part of the family.
Well, that's good. Wait, but the we part of it matters to you.
Yeah, no. I mean, there are times.
It hurts when we lose a playoff game to you.
Oh, yeah. No, there are times when I say they when they do stupid things out there in the field. I don't know them. But, you know, for the most part, I'm like, you know, because it hurts. That's why I say that. But, you know, so, yeah.
What do you make of the offense with Lamar versus Joe and what it would mean for you and for longevity of
I think Lamar needs to still learn how to throw the football from the pocket consistently and effectively. He makes some flash plays, but he's not, you know, he has a tremendous advantage with his legs, and that makes things a lot easier for him to see on the back end. They're going to be playing a lot more predictable coverages because of what he can do. But if he can't take advantage when it's there, you know, the bigger window that he's going to get, or the man that he knows he's going to, or the man he's not going to get, you know, he just has to be able to hit those windows, get that timing. Because when he can do that, coupled with what he can do with his legs and everything, that's when he becomes the next level.
You know, I've never heard it explained that way. That's he's going to get advantages that other quarterbacks would never have.
Right.
And then that he needs to make a pay.
And he needs it, exactly. Exactly. Because you can't really stop a quality passing game and a guy who can run like him. You can't, especially if you're the quarterback and you can command the offense. If you know, oh, they're trying to stop me, overload this run. Well, I can hit this one-on-one. I know what I'm getting on the backside. I need to take advantage of it. You know, there needs to be that point in his development when he can do that. And in fairness, I don't know if there is a quarterback who's done that, who can run like him. I mean, Randall never could run like him. Michael Vick, had he...
RG3 for 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes, then he got
Kaepernick
hurt.
Kaepernick for 5 minutes.
Then he got hurt.
Russell Wilson, a little bit.
But Russell Wilson has developed into... He can... Even Russell wasn't as explosive as Lamar running the ball. I mean, Lamar Jackson is... I mean, oh, he's one of the most explosive runners I've ever seen at the quarterback position. But he's got to learn to throw the ball consistently, or else you're just not going to... You can't win.
Do you believe that's possible to become... Have you seen guys literally over 2 or 3 years get better at throwing the football?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I think everyone has, like, Mitchell Trubisky has developed, Jared Goff has developed. I mean, we're only talking about a guy who's been here 1 year, and he's 21 years old. You know, he'd be, what, a junior in college or a senior in college this
past year? Would have been his senior
right,
year.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. I mean, so he has time to develop, but you need to see progress. You can't just be stagnant, and then expect progress. I want to see some progress next year. Like, okay, he's doing that better. Okay, oh, he's doing that. Like, Steve McNair kind of came in, they sat him down, and he progressed and became, you know, a really good quarterback. But you saw the progression each year.
Well, this guy here, at, you know, 41 years old, just a six-round draft pick.
Yeah.
He couldn't even get on the field in Michigan, right? So you're talking about getting better and progressing.
Right, exactly.
This guy's better than he's ever been.
And he's going to learn
And he
more.
Was better at 32 than anybody had ever been and still has found a way
exactly
to stack it in maybe a way that your body wouldn't let you, your toe wouldn't let you. Because five more years of you stacking, you're already Hall of Famer, right? I mean, he's already Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Why does he continue to do this the way he does? It's an obsession, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it really
obsessed.
Is.
Yeah. Tom Brady's just nuts. I'm sorry.
It's the quote of the week.
I'm just saying, man. I don't want to be playing this game.
You have to be nuts to play that long at that level.
This game at 40 years old. What? I mean, granted, the rules have changed and the way you touch a quarterback, you know, the wrong way, the Phantom.
The face mask brush.
Right, you know.
Championship game.
You played in a couple Pro Bowls with him a little bit?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so, you know, being around him a little bit, is it wired different from this cat? I mean, than anybody else you met?
No, he was just a nice, cool
dude.
Are
you shocked that he's doing this?
No.
All these years later? No.
Well, I mean, I'm shocked that he's still doing it all these years later.
But we all pissed on him when he was 37 and said he'd do it until he's 45.
Well, I mean,
he's going to start Super Bowl again. And,
well,
I
mean,
I'm not sure he's not going to be back next year.
I think it's because we thought, you know, like Father Time has really never lost. I mean, and he's found a way to go further than anyone with his little Alex Guerrero treatments and whatever his massage is, whatever it is.
Avocado ice cream,
all that stuff. Maybe it seems to be keeping him, again, but the fact that he's smarter, he doesn't have to throw the ball down the field that much. He got a lot of short routes. It's all about how smart and timing and, you know, it's an easier game. It's not about as having a big arm anymore as it used to be. So it's kind of been tailored down to the way he plays it. And with his brain and with Belichick, I mean, you can play until you're 40. It's still stupid playing until you're 41, 42 years old. I mean, I'm 44. I can't imagine. I've been retired 11 years. I can't imagine. Just the thought of actually hitting somebody makes me cringe. It really does. I'm like, oh, a shudder.
You're contact-free the rest of your life?
If it's not a golf ball, yeah.
There you go.
That is it.
J.O., you're doing a thing. You're symposium.us. I want you to tell everybody about this because I didn't know about it until 5 minutes ago.
Right.
And I don't know really exactly what it is. So interactive live online meet and greet symposium. I got the card here, so I'll hold that up. And you can tell everybody what's going on.
Well, it's Symposium Social Live Video on the App Store and Google Play. And also Symposium Corp on Instagram and Twitter. And what it is, it's an app for, we're describing that as the commercialization of professional and social interactions via live video chat. Basically, it's a way for people who have followers, for social media or clientele who are consultants to be able to interact with them in a new way, to charge them for a one-to-one video chat, or to be able to have a pay-per-view live stream, say if you're a YouTuber or a musician who has followings. It's just kind of a new platform that doesn't really exist in the social media realm right now. Say you want to raise money for your foundation. You could say, I'm going to have a live one-to-one meet and greet with me for whatever it is, and come on Symposium and order it. So you could schedule it and come in there and they could order it. You'd get the money, you know, right through your Stripe account.
Sure.
Very simple. And it's, you know, it's a business app, really. It's a way to, it's a new way to do business, to get access to different people. And the third feature, which I didn't even talk about, is there's also a, where you can leave personal video messages. So like, I'm on there right now. If anyone wants to check it out, go on there and look at my, look at my listing. I'm selling Simgrams, which are personal video messages. I don't know if people have heard of that, Cameo.
This girl here is prettier than you. I don't know.
She is way hotter than me. That's why we put her on there.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, buddy. But so I'm doing Simgrams for my foundation, where I'm trying to say, you know, if you'd like me to say happy birthday, hello, motivate some a kid or whatever, come on there. You can buy one for me for $50. So just come on there and look at it and check it out. The concept, eventually you want to be the place where everyone comes for live content or paying for content. Social commerce, we want to kind of reinvent the term social commerce to where it's people buying interactions from each other. I mean, because there's so many things. Instagram Live is free. And, you know, Facebook Live is
free. We're on Facebook Live right now.
It's free.
YouTube.
And it's great. But what if you want to raise money, or what if you're a creator and you need to earn it? There's so many reasons to make money. And this gives you that chance to do that.
J.O., you get back to Baltimore once in a while. What's the next 5-10 years for you as the Hall of Famer? What are your initiatives around town and things you're doing in Vegas, things you're doing in D.C.?
Well, you know, I'm still going to be doing my foundation, obviously, in Baltimore, obviously, Jonathan Ogden Foundation for, gosh, 23 years now? Gosh.
That was around when you kicked it off.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, 1998, I guess, is when I started it. Yeah, we're still going to be doing our programs and still trying to help the kids in Patterson High School and doing our boxing event or MMA events and golf tournaments and try to help keep the kids in Baltimore inspired, man. You know, just trying to keep giving back to that community that's been so good to me. Even though I'm not there full time, I'm always going to be at the game supporting.
Well, when I run for mayor, I'll give you a call and you come in. We'll run together.
Well, you know, okay.
I'll stand on your shoulders.
All right, okay, you got to understand, though, whoever the mayor is, I got to have, like, some space in their suite at the game, because when Stephanie Rawlings Blake was the mayor, she always used to invite me. And Mayor Pugh, she invites me into her suite. So when you go, you got to, like, have me in there.
Done.
All right. Cool.
Tough negotiator.
There we go. All right.
You stand up, I'll stand up. You tell me what I got to do, and there we go. You know, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, J.O., love you, man. Appreciate
always,
you.
Man. You know,
yeah,
thank you.
Good luck with Symposium here.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Symposium.us is the way to get to this, right?
Yep. Yeah, and Symposium Social Live Video on the App Store and Google Play, and Symposium Corp on Instagram and Twitter. Cool.
All right, man.
You the man.
Hit me up.
Definitely, buddy.
If I golfed, I'd golf with you, but I still drink and eat, so I can do that together. That's all we got. That's all I got left, man. I'm 50 now. I'm old.
Ah, oh, man, 50. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'll be 45 this year.
Well,
man,
we're trying to make Baltimore a better place, so I love when you're talking about that, because that's going to be the biggest part of my platform into my 50s.
Well, that's good, man.
We got to fix Baltimore,
man. I think Baltimore is a fantastic city, obviously, and I just think it just needs a little love sometimes.
Who loves it more than me?
That's right.
Nobody.
Nobody does.
There you go. We're down here in Georgia at the World Congress. It's all brought to you by our friends at LifeBridge Health Sports Medicine Institute at Foundry Row and Owings Mills, as well as our friends at Strategic Factory and Curio. I'm Nestor. He's Luke. All of our work's out on the buy at Toyota.com Audio Vault all week long. We're back for more from Atlanta and Super Bowl 53. We are WNST.net, AM 1570 at WNST Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore sports.